أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أنزل عليه الذكر من بيننا بل هم في شك من ذكري بل لما يذوقوا عذاب. أم عندهم خزائن رحمة ربك العزيز الوهاب. أم لهم ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فليرتقوا في الأسباب. جند ما هنالك مهزوم من الأحزاب. كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وفرعون ذو الأوتاد. وثمود وقوم لوط وأصحاب الأيكة أولئك الأحزاب. إن كل إلا كذب الرسل فحق عقاب. وما ينظر هؤلاء إلا صيحة واحدة ما لها من فواق. وقالوا ربنا عجل لنا قطنا قبل يوم الحساب. اصبر على ما يقولون واذكر عبدنا داود ذا الأيد إنه أواب. إنا سخرنا الجبال معه يسبحن بالعشي والإشراق. والطير محشورة كل له أواب. وشددنا ملكه وآتيناه الحكمة وفصل الخطاب. كفار they make the past comments about the Quran. نعوذ بالله that it is fate. And that is this message revealed upon a person from amongst us, from all people, this is the person upon whom the revelation has been sent. Rather, they are in doubt about my message. And all this is stemming from this fact that they have not yet tasted my punishment. They speak a lot and they know nothing and they make these type of remarks. But all this is until they have tasted my punishment, when they will just receive a slight series of my punishment, small, just a small sample of my punishment, then all their claims and their pride will be humbled down entirely. أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ وَرَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ. Do they own the treasures of the mercy of your Rabb, the one exalted in might, the one that bestows his favors without limits? Or do they have the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and all in between? Then they should ascend, adopting the means to ascend the heavens. They are nothing but a small group from amongst the different classes of the kuffar that will be put to flight, that will be defeated. And before them, the people of Nu, Ad, Fir'aun, the person of the stakes, had also rejected the Anbiya, the Thamud, the people of Lut, and the people of Aika. These were the different classes of kuffar, all were put to flight, all were defeated. In kullun illa kadhaba ar-rusul, and each one of them had rejected the Rasuls, and my punishment was inevitable. It had struck them. And these kuffar also, they aren't waiting for anything more but a single loud blast. And when this blast, when it has to come, then nothing can delay it. There will be no delay. It will come at once without any delay. And then will they say, or in fact presently they say, because of their haughtiness, because they did not realize what Qiyamah is, what awaits them in the hereafter. They don't know about these things. So now in their ignorance they say, رَبَّنَا عَجِّلْ لَنَا قِطَّنَا. Our Rabb, to hasten for us our punishment before the day of judgment. Be patient at what they say. And remember my slave, our slave Dawood alayhi salam, man of power and might. He always turned towards Allah Ta'ala. And we had commanded the mountains to glorify and to recite our tasbih in the late afternoons and in the mornings. And the birds would be all assembled in flocks, all of them turning in tasbih and the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And we had strengthened for him his kingdom, and we had granted him wisdom and sound speech and judgment. As a miracle for the Dawood alayhi salam, the mountains and the birds all will engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although all these things do engage in the remembrance of Allah ta'ala, but as a miracle for Dawood alayhi salam, their tasbih and their glorifying Allah ta'ala would be audible to people that were assembled. And this was moreover in the late afternoon and in the morning, that he is at the time of sunrise. So these are the two times that are blessed, and these are the two times that the malaika take shifts around after Asr until before Maghrib, and the time after Fajr until sunrise. These are very auspicious moments, and there is a lot of encouragement that these times we engage in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. After Fajr till Ishraq, approximately half an hour or so, or just before Maghrib, these are the two auspicious moments, auspicious times. Therefore, the hadith says that the person that remembers Allah Ta'ala until Ishraq performs two rakats of namaz, then all his sins are forgiven, even if they are according to the extent of the foam of the oceans, all his sins will be forgiven. And again, the hadith also says that remember me at this time of the morning, perform two rakats namaz, I will suffice all your needs until the evening. And the mountains would be commanded to glorify and recite the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala, as well as the birds, when they would listen to Dawood alayhi salam, they would all assemble in flocks, all reciting the tasbih and glorifying Allah Ta'ala. Kullu lahu awwab. They will be struck and overwhelmed with the praise, with the tasbih of Dawood alayhi salam, and the voice that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed him with. So captivating that they used to be struck in awe at he is reciting the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. And did the news of the disputants reach you? Remember the time that they had climbed over the private chamber of Dawood alayhi salam. Entire household would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day and throughout the night. So they would take shifts, someone in the morning, someone in the afternoon, someone in the evening, someone at night. But there won't be a moment where his household won't be engaged. One member of the household won't be engaged in the remembrance of Allah ta'ala, all taking turns in the mornings, afternoons, day and night. Someone or the other is engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam was in his private chamber, and he was engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Unexpectedly, two people came climbing over the wall, intruding into his space, the time that he would devote himself entirely to Allah Ta'ala. They came in, intruded into his seclusion. And they came in also in a very unique manner. When they entered upon the presence of Dawood alayhi salam, he was terrified at them. So they comforted him, saying, "Don't be afraid. We are two disputants. One has wronged the other. Decide between us with truth and don't treat us unjustly, and guide us to the straight path. This is my brother. He has 99 ewes. I have just one. And he says and he demands that make her over to me. And he suppresses me and is harsh to me in speech." So Dawood alayhi salam ruled, being the king of the time and the judge, that he, that is your brother, has wronged you in demanding that your one ewe be added to his ewe. and many other partners in business that wrong each other, not those who believe and do righteous works, and how few are they. And by now Dawud al-Islam had gathered that we had tested him and tried him. So he turned to Allah Ta'ala in repentance, and he fell down in ruku, bowing down, turning to Allah Ta'ala. So we forgave him for this, and in our presence he has a position of high proximity and a good ending. وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابُ فَغَفَرْنَا لَهُ ذَلِكَ وَإِنَّ لَهُ عِنْدَنَا لَزُلْفَى وَحُسْنَ مَآبُ. These are sajda ayats to be one sajda.